Call made from telephone number 0870765. Call made to telephone number 0794998888. Date of call, Friday, March 25, 2005, at 12:14 p.m. and 36 seconds.
Hello, is that Max?
Hello, is that Peter?
Yeah.
Hello, Peter. Sorry, I know I've only just left a meeting with you, but I wonder if you could do me a favour, please.
Okay.
Mr. Davis asked me to call him just before I gave you the money.
Right.
A few minutes ago. Unfortunately, I tried to call him at least two or three times before I met up with you, and I've tried to call him now, but I just can't get him on the line at all. It's virtually impossible.
Oh, I know, it's terrible. Quite
tell me about it. Anyway, as I say, he asked me to call him before I handed over the money to you.
Yeah.
He asked me to call afterwards as well, and as I say, I just can't get through, so please can you give him a call for me and ask him to, just let him know that you've received the payment now, please.
Oh, right, okay.
Thanks so much, Peter, and I hope you've got the money wrapped up safely.
Yes, I have.
Great stuff. I initially thought about sending him a bank transfer, but, you know, Ed Shanks wanted to make sure the payment was kept secret, so, you know, I thought it would be better to pay in cash.
Your money, if you do transfers, just simply disappears.
All right. Well, that's good to know. So that's the normal way you receive these types of payment, then, is it? Is it always...
In cash? Yes, it all works on a cash basis.
I'm not really used to handing over such large amounts of cash, you see.
Although that may be a lot of money to you. I mean, sometimes we have consignments going to and from West Africa, and we're dealing in sums of cash of £50,000 plus.
Whoa. Oh, so you'll have no problems keeping my £18,000 safe, then?
There will be no complications. It really is straightforward and simple.
Well, that's good to hear. I just feel a bit strange, you know, about the way these people are working. It's, you know, it's not something I'm used to.
Do you have any experience in Africa at all?
No, none at all. I suppose this is sort of making me a bit nervous. I mean, I've just handed over £18,000 in cash to you, and I've no receipt or anything. Please don't forget to tell Mr. Davis that I've given you the money. Can you please confirm that with him?
I confirm that with you now.
Thanks, Peter. Sorry to keep going on about it, but it's a strange meeting like this. You know, meetings like this tend to make me worry a bit.
It's nothing really to worry about.
Understood. You're obviously more experienced at this sort of thing than I am, so I hope you can understand my questions. You've obviously received money before on many occasions, so you must be a trustworthy guy.
I don't really have a major role in this, other than the fact that the people I'm dealing with in Ghana have known me for many years, and they trust me impeccably.
Well, that's good to hear. As you know, I'm just doing a favour for a good friend, and the money I just gave you, well, is just to help him out of the situation.
I'm just doing a favour too.
Right. So anyway, Peter, I'll leave it there for now, and I hope that we'll meet again now that we have met face to face. You seem like a pretty decent, pleasant guy.
We should bump into each other, I'm sure.
Yeah, sure. I hope you're well on the way to getting home now, anyway.
I'm literally at the airport now.
Oh, good. Did you get a taxi to take you? Are you going to get one? Are you going to be able to get there on time?
There won't be a problem. I've already arranged transport now.
Great. I'll email Mr. Davis now and tell him our meeting went ahead as planned.
Okay, and if you just clear everything with Davis, yeah?
Yeah, that's no problem, Peter. Okay, I'm going to have to go, mate, because I'm a bit busy. I've got an appointment. Have yourself a good trip back to London, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Okay.
Bye, Peter.